the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, hundreds of people have turned out today in a number of nationwide protests calling for an overhaul of how rape trials are conducted. It follows remarks made in the closing arguments of a recent rape case in Cork over a 17-year-old woman's underwear. Yesterday on the Dáil, you probably will have heard, People Before Profit Solidarity TD Ruth Coppinger held up a lace thong in the chamber to highlight the issue. She addressed, that is Ruth Coppinger, addressed the crowds in a Dublin protest earlier this afternoon.
I have to say, I weighed up yesterday and we discussed it, whether we would, you know, show a thong in the Dáil, because we don't want to be seen to be trivialising something that's very serious. But we felt it was important to show the incongruous nature of such, you know, garments being shown in the Dáil. But every day or every week around the world, they are shown in a courtroom.
Ruth Coppinger there. Well, simultaneously, a Cork protest took place outside Brown Thomas on Patrick Street. And one of the speakers there was Mary Crilly, who we've spoken to before. She is the head of Cork's Sexual Violence Centre. She joins us on the line now. Welcome to the programme, Mary.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You spoke at the protest. What was your central point?
My central point was, here we go again. My central point was, I'm involved in the centre for 35 years, and I would have seen, you know, over the years in court cases where clothes were kind of held up for jurors to see, and that has long since stopped. You know, it's like, you know, people can't automatically bring in somebody's past sexual history without, you know, getting permission from the judge and showing that it's relevant. And I just felt outraged that in any case, and I'm not scapegoating any kind of barrister here because it's the system that allowed it, that in any case, in a summing up, barristers can throw in any kind of nonsense that they want to throw in or any kind of rape myth that they want to throw in. And I think we need to give the guys a fair trial, and everybody agrees on that, because there is an argument about, if you reduce what's been said and how the girl has been discredited, he might get a fair trial. This is a summing up. So all we're looking for is guidelines. Like, believe it or not, the Irish legislation is quite good. The implementation of it is quite poor. So it's just guidelines about how people can be treated, what can be said and what can be asked in court cases. It happens in the UK. Quite a number of barristers have rang us and emailed us and said this wouldn't happen in the UK. It did happen previously, but it wouldn't happen. In Canadian law, it can't happen. And all we're looking for is some kind of decency, so the victim in a court case gets a fair go as well. Because, like, let's get real. All she or he can do, and young men get raped as well, all they can do is give a statement, you know, about what happened, and then the guards will keep them involved in the process and let them know what's happening. But that's their only role in it until a court case might happen, the DPP might decide there is enough evidence to proceed. And that's their only role in it, and then they're up as number one witness for the prosecution. And I think a lot of young girls are kind of saying now they won't go forward because, like, think about a young 17-year-old, she's...
Okay, the line has gone down there, and we will get Mary Crilly back on the line. The Minister for Justice, Charles Flanagan, was speaking about this issue, and he has called for a review of the law in this context. It seems to me that the central question is whether the judge has too much discretion at the moment in allowing defence barristers to use every tactic they want to throw at the sink. It seems that the protests, and there will be more protests to be held in Belfast tomorrow and in Waterford on Friday in relation to that. We have Mary back now. Mary, tell us about the turnout of the crowd. Was there many?
Yes, 300, and it was lovely. It was a very mixed crowd. There was men there who were talking about their daughters, who were kind of saying why they mightn't like what the daughters are wearing because they're of a different generation. They feel that nobody has a right to judge what they're wearing and blame anybody for an assault because of what they're wearing. There was a lot of elderly women there, and there was a lot of young girls there. And it's great that they were there because, I mean, they're the present and they're the future. I was happy that there was a huge number of just public people, just ordinary people, because they're the people that will carry changes. They're the people that will keep the conversation going and say, this isn't right and this isn't appropriate. And I know there's a reform group meeting at the moment looking at changes in court cases where a victim might be better informed of what could happen. But I want them also to look at guidelines for judges and for barristers about what's appropriate to say and what isn't appropriate to say. And they deal with it in a way that's fair, that gives a guy a fair trial. And I'm sick of hearing this thing about less trained judges, less trained barristers. They're not stupid. They all are very aware of what they're doing. Their job is to dissuade the witness and to get their person off, which is what they're about. But there's ways of doing it. And there's things that's coming into court now, into the system and allowed into the system, that's totally inappropriate. And that's where we're coming from. And I refuse to scapegoat anybody in particular, because it's the system that's at fault.
And do you think Ruth Coppinger, TD, it was quite the stunt she pulled off. Do you think she was, it was appropriate what she did in the Dáil Chamber yesterday?
I think it was, because I think people were kind of shocked about what happened. In the 80s, they mightn't have been, and somebody needs to do something. I'm not saying I'd like those stunts every day, but it got people talking. It got things moving, so I'm glad she did. I mean, I know a lot of the other male and TD, female TDs were very involved and very concerned about what happened, but nobody's standing up talking about it. So I'm in that way, I'm glad she did highlight it. And I thought the response on the Taoiseach was very good and very clearly kind of saying that nobody is responsible for their own rape and nobody has to be raped.
If you were a defendant in a rape case and you said to your barrister, I really, really am protesting my innocence here, I'm looking for an acquittal, throw the kitchen sink at them. Like, do you think this is a matter for counsel and the rules and guidelines for them, or it's a matter for a judge to say what's admissible in argument?
I think it's for both. I mean, I think the judge kind of is the one who, as I say, is the referee, who's the chair, who can, has the final say in what's happening. But if you look at all the counsels in any kind of case, you could be with them 1 week with somebody where they're prosecuting and the next week they're defending. They kind of change sides each time so they know what they're doing. But I think guidelines for both would be very, could be very good and very clear. Like, take a case of being in court with a man, and I was a while back, who mightn't have disclosed past abuse for quite a long time because he felt unable to, he felt embarrassed, he felt he wouldn't be believed, and he felt it was quite private. In his case, I can guarantee you the argument nearly every time will be, you had a really nice doctor, you were drinking, you went into rehab or all this kind of stuff, and you never spoke about what happened to you. And then they turn to a jury and they say, ladies and gentlemen, that's because nothing happened. So they're allowed to throw these myths in. So if they want to throw myths in, I think they should ensure that a specialist in sexual violence, not from a rape crisis centre, because we might be seen as prejudiced, gets up in the stand and talks about the myths and talks about the reality for people about the length of time it takes them to make a report. There's all sorts of things that need to be kind of changed. And also you can do that and still give the person a fair trial, because that seems to be what it's all about.
Mary Crilly, head of Cork's Sexual Violence Centre, who was a speaker at the Cork protest today. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Text us 53106 for your views. Do you support the campaign to tighten up both the judicial and barrister presentations and arguments in rape trials? And of course, we covered recently on the programme how the Law Reform Commission have put forward detailed proposals to change the actual law that defines consent.